Recorded Books presents The Coldest Night by Robert Olmsted, narrated by Richard Poe, and directed by Jennifer O'Donnell.
Part 1. From Job, Chapter 38. From whose womb comes the ice, and the frost of heaven? Who gives it birth? The waters harden like stone, and the surface of the deep is frozen. Chapter 1. By 1941, there was little left to cut along the Elk, and by then much of the land was sold to the government for national forest. That February was a 27-inch snowfall on the mountain. The snow lay 5 to 10 feet deep in the woods. The railroad was unable to operate, and the twitch horses were starving in the logging camps, living off bark and harness leather, cribbing their stalls. The felled trees had disappeared under the snow, and the captain, who was on the Elk, estimating the last timber on a 20,000-acre tract, had to give up and return to the home place, breaking path all the way. The captain was 91 years old, and his skin was the color of marble stone. What little was exposed to the wind and cold, he'd covered with a layer of petroleum jelly. He traced his path back home, keeping on for a day and a night, his snowshoes silently lifting and falling, his cruising stick clasped in his mittened hand, because he knew to stop would be to stop forever. When he returned, his daughter Clemmy was in the kitchen, in a rocking chair by the open fire.